This is Missouri Net News, your election authority.
I'm Elisa Nelson. The National Weather Service could extend a winter weather advisory for Northwest, Western, and West Central Missouri, which is currently in effect until 1 a.m. tomorrow. Meteorologist Scott Blair says elevated areas like bridges could get the most accumulation.
We'll continue to monitor that and see if there's any changes that we might need to extend that for. But at least the very worst of it is going to be between now and the early morning hours on Tuesday.
A line between Kansas City, Marshall, and Moberly is expected to get 1 to 2 inches of snow. The Missouri Secretary of State's office says more than 555,000 absentee and mail-in ballots combined have been received today by local election authorities. The figure also includes in-person absentee voting. During this time in 2016, nearly 305,000 absentee ballots were requested. Missourians are voting in a unique election this year because five statewide office holders are trying to keep a job nobody elected them to 4 years ago. Historian Bob Pretty looks at the ballot.
Governor Mike Parson, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, and Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick were not elected to their present offices. Parson was elected Lieutenant Governor, Schmidt was elected State Treasurer, Kehoe was headed back to private life as a term-limited senator. Parson moved up with the resignation of Governor Eric Greitens and promptly appointed Kehoe as Lieutenant Governor. Schmidt was elected State Treasurer, then was appointed by Parson to serve as Attorney General when Josh Hawley ended Claire McCaskill's U.S. Senate career. Fitzpatrick, the House Budget Committee Chair, was appointed by Parson as Schmidt's successor as Treasurer. The only statewide office holder who's running for re-election, not just election this year, is Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, who has stayed where voters put him 4 years ago. Bob Pretty, Missouri Net.
Missouri has shipped thousands of COVID-19 antigen test kits to public and private schools around the state today. A state press release says nearly 330 districts applied to get the tests that can deliver results in about 15 minutes. Missouri's Summer Work Experience Program for high schoolers with disabilities has helped nearly 800 students develop job experience this year and get paid. The program operates within the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. During a State Board of Education meeting, Assistant Commissioner Tim Gaines talks about a mom whose son's summer job at McAllister's Deli helped him to overcome his anxiety that was once so incapacitating that he would not go out into public.
Mom said that she has seen tremendous growth, tremendous maturity and independence, and most of all, hope since her son participated in the VR summer work program.
He is now going out with friends from work, and McAllister's offered him a part-time job. This is Missouri Net.